And I'll never forget Miller Huggins, our manager out there, because Chicago was always a sort of a joy town, you know, during Prohibition, and the boys used to like to visit some of the haunts around. Great fellows for visiting libraries and the old ruins and things like that around the different places in Chicago. So as a consequence, so some of the fellows, it was hard to recall, but some of the libraries in Chicago actually stayed open till after 1 o'clock at night, which was a point of consternation to a manager like Miller Huggins. So he called a meeting in Chicago one time, the first day of the series, before anybody got loose. And he said to the ball club, as Miller Huggins used to point his feet out, he used to walk sort of flat-footed. He was a little guy, about 5'4", weighed 138 pounds, and he looked like somebody's little old grandfather. But nevertheless, he was, to me, the greatest manager in the business ever had. But he was going to give us a big lecture. And then he felt, I guess, somewhat abashed at being a little guy lecturing these big guys. So he just paraded up and down in between the two clubhouses, and you know what he said? He said, listen, fella, he said, I want to tell you, he said, Chicago's a bad town for some of you guys, be careful. Well, that didn't seem to affect Babe Ruth much, and Babe, of course, wandered off the straight and narrow in Chicago there a little bit. This is years after he had been fined in St. Louis. Now, I'll tell you about that part in a minute. But at any rate, Babe stayed out, and the next day, he showed up for batting practice a little bit late. As a matter of fact, he missed batting practice completely. And Miller Huggins said to Mark Roth in the clubhouse, well, he said, it looks like I'm going to have to find the big guy again. He said, hey, this can't go on. I'm going to have to take him in. I'm going to have to pull him up short. So that day, Babe hit two home runs, a triple and a double, and we're back in the clubhouse. We're back in the hotel that night, and Babe used to hear Babe getting off the elevator, and he was a very well-dressed man and a very becoming ensemble. He had a straw hat, which he very seldom wore, but he had a very chocolate brown sports coat, white pants, brown and white shoes, lovely cravat, and he's starting out to take in another library. But at any rate, Mark Roth sitting next to Miller Huggins said to Miller Huggins, he says, you gonna find him now, Miller? You gonna find him now? And that's the same afternoon that Babe had that big day pat. Miller Huggins just looked around and said, oh, shut up.